Outgoing Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings made headlines after he intervened in a case involving an African-American man who was disqualified from a firefighting job on what some call ridiculously trivial grounds. According to public documents, 27-year-old Lewis Wood was disqualified by the city's Municipal Civil Service Commission. Alice Green is the executive director of the Center for Law and Justice in Albany.
Mr. Lewis met all the qualifications for being a firefighter. He had passed the civil service exam. He had passed the EMT exam, and he had a certificate as an emergency medical technician, and he met everything. Then when he was ready and hopeful that he would be hired, the Civil Service Commission sent him a letter indicating that he would not be hired and is not qualified because of a poor moral character and deceit. Without spelling out what that meant.
Green, who happens to be Wood's great aunt, says the commission based its decision on a letter from a detective with the Albany Police Department's Office of Professional Services, the agency that assesses firefighter candidates. Kathleen Hendrick, that detective, was not available for comment. Wood appealed the decision, which allowed him to have a hearing before the Civil Service Commission. Green describes the process as unbelievable.
I went through the process with him with an attorney, and the detective who had done a background check and issued a letter spelling out the reasons for disqualification for the commission, which really doesn't get involved in that whole process. So they rely very heavily upon the police department's letter of recommendation. And in that letter of recommendation, the detective indicated that Mr. Wood was disqualified because he had a number of police contacts, which is really illegal to bring that up. And he also did not indicate during an interview that he had received a traffic summons. And so for that reason, he was disqualified.
That poor moral character excuse was eventually dropped, but the deceit stuck until Times Union reporter Alicia Santo wrote an article about the case. Mayor Jennings read it and stepped in. He called the ruling against Wood an injustice, counterproductive to the city's efforts to recruit more minorities. Santo was surprised.
The swiftness of it, I think, really did kind of show that a story can be powerful and can make change really quickly sometimes.
The word deceit took an interesting turn. Wood was never interviewed.
That's what stood out the most to me during the reporting of the story was the whole, hey, you were deceitful during an interview, and then whoops, that was a typo. You weren't actually interviewed, but you're still disqualified because you didn't disclose a traffic ticket. So it's, you know, the fact that the reason morphed, I think, is what stood out a lot to me, and I think a lot to other people.
Alice Green would like to see city policies examined more closely, especially as the city transitions to a new administration in City Hall.
I really think we need to sort of overhaul the recruitment, the examination, and the hiring process that's currently underway. We don't know a lot about what really happens. We know what the results are. We hear from various people that they have been discouraged from applying for positions with the city and with the county, that they did not get fair treatment. We have to look at the Civil Service Commission itself, because they play a very important role and have a lot of power, because they decide who gets in and who doesn't. And I think we really need to know how they function. We also believe that there should be some cultural competency training for many of these people who are in these positions, because they don't seem to understand what is happening and what is the impact of the decisions that they're making.
Mayor Jennings was not available for comment, but told the newspaper his decision to intervene, quote, was the right thing to do. Jennings added, quote, we have been trying to recruit minorities for years, and when something like this occurs, it's counterproductive. Wood says he's happy to be back on the list of candidates. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.